6. Sociology.
Socialization and media. The debate surrounding media's role in socialization intensified after the television was first made commercially available in the 1930s. Today, the role of television is even stronger. According to a leading polling firm, 99% of American households own at least one television. The people in those households watch an average of 7 hours of television each day. Thus, television is undeniably an important part of modern culture. The benefits of media, such as television, however, are debated. Many believe that media provide many social benefits. Others feel that their effect on socialization is entirely negative. Those in support of media as socializers cite their educational and interactional benefits, especially for children just learning to socialize. Many popular educational programs can help teach valuable life lessons. For example, Sesame Street, a popular American television show, focuses on teaching children academic information such as mathematics and valuable social skills like sharing. Various studies have indicated the benefits of this program. One study in particular showed that children who regularly watched Sesame Street consistently received higher grades in school than those who did not. Moreover, media can provide people of all ages with topics that allow them to socialize more effectively. For example, television provides a number of popular programs, from news to comedy, that children and adults alike can discuss. A person in a social situation can certainly find a shared topic to discuss from one of the many television programs being broadcast daily. Those against the media as a socializer find grounds for contention in these same areas. They claim that the education and interaction offered by the media are often negative rather than positive. Programs on television are often not educationally based. This is true even among those designed for children. Many animated children's shows are based on violence. In addition, acts of violence can be witnessed on any local news program. Statistics suggest that the average American will view over 200,000 acts of violence on television by the age of 18. These statistics suggest that television teaches violence rather than academics or social skills. Critics of television as a socializer also suggest that, rather than giving people a common ground to discuss topics, it implants often unrealistic stereotypes. These stereotypes can then be perpetuated by those who watch them. For example, a violent television show may be set in a city that, in real life, is very peaceful. However, viewers may develop a bias toward that city due to its representation on the show.